Belonging. Reflections through the eyes of the Ugly Duckling. I go by the name Ugly Duckling and was named before anyone really knew where I was heading. I guess back in the day, you were called what you looked like, and so that's the name I was given. Thank you, Plazdazar, for letting me tell my story. It's a privilege to be here on this land, although to be quite honest, I would rather be in the water, but we'll get to that. I am Ugly Duckling. I go by the pronoun he, him. The consequences of my life are quite dramatic, actually, so I'll try to spare you any triggers. I grew up in the country of Coquitlam and was born under bright green leaves of a burdock plant with a prickly purple flower. My mother, a restless young duck, hatched and raised 12 ducklings that summer. My father nowhere to be found. I was the last of the brood to peck myself out. I didn't look like the other ducklings, who were all really cute, and eventually they called me the ugly one. Nevertheless, Mom took it upon herself to encourage me, and I remember her saying out loud to anyone that would listen, "He may not be good looking like the others, but in the right light he's not so bad, and one day he'll be good at something." I think it was the fact that I swam better than the others that my mother encouraged me. Heart, Mom. My adorable siblings were adored by everyone and along with pretty much everyone in my community, teased and tormented. Horrid beauties they were, but that girl that fed us was the worst. One day, she gave me a kick so hard
I lost it. I ran away and never looked back. The truth was, I didn't belong there. But my early years, sad as they were, helped me understand that mean words about my looks could not break me. I ended up in Marshland, Port Coquitlam, just south from where I was born, where I quickly learned of the cruelty of hunters. One fateful night, I watched my friends, two brash, beautiful wild geese, get shot and killed. The next day, fierce dogs came sniffing around looking for more beauties to hunt. But I was simply ignored. I have to think it was because I was ugly that I was spared. I did not belong on a trophy wall. I was free to roam alone. And my days became a series of blind wanderings, going where I was not wanted. Like that Tilted House experience. I slipped in with an odd crowd. A nearsighted old lady, an arrogant cat, and a pompous hen, who accepted me conditionally, that I could purr or lay eggs. Ridiculous! Obviously, I did not belong there either, but it was there that I remember the one thing that I was good at. I remember Mom saying I was the swimmer, right? I love water! Hell yeah! I left that crazy house and headed
down to the river.
One dark night, as I lay bundled near the banks of the Fraser, I heard the caw of a cold crow, and its sound and brooding image depressed me. But when I looked up, I saw an amazing bright bird in the sky. My heart pulled towards it. Why? Was that the feeling of belonging? I paddled towards it in the murky water, but it was gone. And I was frozen, stuck in the ice that formed near the embankment. An immigrant farmer found me and used his old clog to chip me out of the ice. That was nice, I thought. Heart, farmer. He carried me into his home, and inside this warm house that smelt of bread and pickles, I met the farmer's strange family. The 8 screaming kids chased me, and the farmer's wife screamed, which caused me to knock over a ton of things. And no, I did not cry over the spilled milk, but yes, I did take full advantage of a door standing wide open to get out fast. Just another place where I don't belong.
I laid low for a few months in mushy snow and thought more about that amazing bright bird. This was a really sad part of my life. I really didn't care what happened to me. I didn't belong anywhere, even if in my heart I felt a pull towards that amazing, mysterious bird. Hours, days, and weeks passed. I lay half asleep, half in a daze. And then, not sudden, but more gradual, my awakening happened. It was warm. It was the spring sunshine that stirred me. I ruffled my feathers and was surprised to see that I had physically changed. My ugly, hideous body no longer belonged to me. I was strong and long. I looked into the muddy water and saw my reflection. I was a glorious bird. Me, ugly duckling. A swan. Like that bird I saw on the cold, dark night. I was a bright bird. I had transformed. I belonged to swans and they to me. I kept my name as a reminder of my hardship and how I also belong to humble beginnings and strong endings.